We're in the rotunda, and we're with Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, who's the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. Looking a few minutes ago, Senator, at Marvin Kalb's review of foreign policy, were you as struck as I was by his mention and emphasis of the potential trouble in the Philippines?
Well, that certainly is a potential difficulty, I suppose, no more so than troubles we now have in Central America and the Middle East, but we ought to be alert.
Well, is your information from the Philippines indicating that there's some possibility of an imminent collapse or explosion there?
No. But we may see elections in the Philippines that are unforeseen this year. That could be quite a breakthrough both ways. In terms of both more responsible attitudes by the Marcos government, greater participation by democratic forces that really ought to have an opportunity to do their thing.
As you listened to the president's speech this afternoon, Senator, what message came through to you as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee?
I think we are in for a four-year period of time discussing the Strategic Defense Initiative and whether we can balance with the Soviets a different juxtaposition of offensive and defensive systems and convince them that their best course lies in the defensive side in competition on that side. Now, they start with a totally negative posture on that, but we're back at the table. We have good opportunities to reduce weapons for the first time, I think, and a good opportunity to talk sensibly about deterrence that will keep the peace.
So that's the one single strongest note that came through is an arms limitation talk of an agreement.
Yes.
That's all?
Not limitation, but a whole orientation of how we are going to be credible with the Soviets. That there has to be a Soviet-American relationship if everything else is to come together.
But what happens to the Middle East and what happens to Central America?
Well, we'll have to deal with those subjects, but they are at the periphery, it seems to me, of containment of the Soviet authority and potential aggressive possibilities and of the basic questions of war and peace that I think finally revolve around the Soviet-American relationship.
Talking to Senator Moynihan a little earlier, he said what Ronald Reagan doesn't realize about his Star Wars defense is that cruise missiles can come in under the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, there's a basic defect in the strategic defense.
Well,
is there not?
We don't really know the possibilities of strategic defense. We don't know that there are those possibilities. I hear people talking about these cruise missiles coming in, but it does not go beyond reason that if you can destroy in first stage other types of weapons, you can devise defenses against cruise missiles too. We're at the beginnings of this. We don't have the schematics of it, but it's an important concept.
Thank you, Senator. It's good to see you again, Senator. Good luck on the hearings that are starting soon.
Thank you very much.
Tom?